Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here we go. The top five things you need to know. First things you need to know for this August 3rd. Well, we start off with Coca-Cola. They're finally going to launch a coffee-flavored cola in January called Coca-Cola with Coffee. Isn't that a great name?
Wow, creative.
Huh? Coca-Cola with Coffee.
Who came up with that?
It must have been like a late Friday afternoon. They're like, we need something. Somebody's like, some intern's like, Coca-Cola with Coffee? They're like, it's good.
I guess it tells you what it is.
Mm-hmm. They have different flavors too, like caramel, dark blend, and vanilla. A 12-ounce can has about 70 milligrams of caffeine, and a regular can has about of Coke has about 34. So you're looking at about twice the amount of caffeine.
But it's kind of like a cup of coffee amount.
Yeah, if you had two. Sure.
Yeah. Number four thing you need to know is if you're thinking about taking a European vacation, wondering when that should happen, it should not happen anytime soon. They're saying that the coronavirus could explode in August in Europe. And the reason for that is because August is a month in Europe where they take what's called an exodus. You know, a lot of cities in Europe have
the whole
month off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are flocking to the beaches. They are packing them in Italy. There are photos of the beach completely packed. Also in England, also in Turkey. So it looks like people are just kind of like, what virus?
Yeah, and some places don't even want us there. Although, you might be able to sweet talk them when you see you're from Connecticut or Mass, because we have very low rates here. So you go, we're not like the others. We're no Florida right now.
It's like a huge to make light U.S. of it, but ban. But yeah, to look at what they're doing, it's like, well, hold up a second.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. Okay, yeah, just, they don't want us, they don't want us.
Just don't post all those cool beach pictures, because that really hurts. We have to watch those.
It does.
It really does. Number three on the list, do not wash your cash. There's a man from South Korea who recently placed about $20,000 in cash into a washing machine, and he washed the cash because he thought it had coronavirus germs on it. And then the guy contacted his bank to see if he could exchange it, but some of them were messed up. So he was able to replace some of them, but not all of them. Because, you know, a lot of times if you leave money, like, in your pocket, rolls up into, like, a ball. You know?
Yeah. Can't our cash get washed, though? Isn't the American money?
It's called, launder money. But
not like that.
But, you know, like dollar bills, and they have so many different funky things on them that coronavirus might be your last worry, because there's so many germs on dollar bills.
But that's true.
Don't wash them, apparently. Maybe dry clean only. I don't know.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
All right, number two thing you need to know. We heard reports of a lot of storm damage in Sandusfield, Tallinn, and Blandford after a nasty storm came through.
Yeah.
Also reports of a tornado that touched down. But now they're saying it's possible there were two tornadoes that touched down.
Hmm.
If you're wondering what category they are, well, you're probably going to have to wait a while, because the National Weather Service is the one who has to conduct the survey, look at the damage to find out exactly what this radar-indicated tornado produced. But the thing is, they're delayed right now because they only have offices in Albany and Boston, and they're getting ready for a tropical storm name I can't say.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So,
Isaias or something like that?
Is it Isaias or Isaias? We're hearing all kinds of different pronunciations.
Isaias, or I don't know.
I think you're right.
Let's just call it A.
I thought it was Isaias, but I heard some weather person say it a different way, so I don't know. But anyway, they're just getting ready for that, so they don't have time to come look at our damage.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, they got to clean up a lot of this damage because people need to travel. So
you can notice this is the investigator. They come out with long wool coats, and they have the pipes, like Sherlock Holmes.
What?
We're doing some investigating of the tornado.
What are you talking about?
Just saying. You said investigators go out. This thing. Go ahead.
Anyway.
Sherlock Holmes. And
the most important thing you can never need to know today is that Star Trek Lower Decks is going to be the new animated series on CBS All Access. It looks pretty funny. It's, you know, the lower decks of a starship, and it's kind of a sillier version of Star Trek. But there's going to be a T-shirt for each episode. So there's going to be 10 episodes in the first season, and they're doing a T-shirt club. So you can buy, there's 10 episodes, 10 different T-shirts. So you can get one for $10 each week or join their club to get all of them for a little bit cheaper, and you get a bonus T-shirt as well. So each T-shirt is going to be themed after the episode, so you can check that out with CBS All Access.
Just create your own online. Do whatever you want. You make your own T-shirts nowadays.
You could do that, but it's not official.
Well, doesn't matter. I mean, does anybody know?
No answer to that, huh, Sherlock?
Hey, as long as Disney doesn't come after you,
that's
it's all good.
They nail you on the street. I don't see a TM on that shirt. All right, those are the top five things you need to know. We're going to have another round next hour with 94.7 WMAS. And here they are, top five things you need to know for this 3rd of August. This is round two. While we start off with number five, this is good news. 22 News says a 106-year-old woman in Agawam, Anna Jasmine, has beaten coronavirus. This is just, that's incredible. She says the key to a long life is eating all your vegetables and loving family and friends.
Whoa.
Vegetables.
Nice.
Without vegetables, I'm going to live to like 50 or so. But Anna celebrated her birthday on Saturday with a drive-by parade as well. So that's good. So eat your vegetables have a lot of family and friends bring them to you.
I will do that.
I guess that's the good thing. But congratulations to her. It's so great to hear stories. And a lot of people who are older survived coronavirus.
Yes.
All right, number four thing you need to know is you are duped by a teenager. You know that hack where all these big celebrities and politicians and business leaders were telling you they'll give you a free Bitcoin?
The Twitter hack.
Yeah, the Twitter hack. If you just send them some, they'll send you double back.
Yeah,
like Bitcoin.
President Obama. Yeah, he said send 1,000, I'll send you 2,000 back.
I've got my mailbox ready.
Well, it turns out it was a bunch of teenagers who got you. Oh. So a 19-year-old from the UK, a 22-year-old from Orlando, and a 17-year-old from California.
Don't put these kids in jail. Homeland Security.
They're being tried as adults.
Right? Give them to Homeland Security to battle Russians in other countries, right?
But make sure they're doing the good stuff. Don't let them just go willy-nilly.
Just keep an eye on them. Also, number three today, some tax refund checks were signed by Mickey Mouse. This is strange. I mean, nearby Rhode Island, CNN says Rhode Island recently issued 176 tax refund checks that were signed by Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse instead of the state treasurer and controller.
Wait, the check they sent out to people?
Yes, their division of taxation says a technical glitch caused the misprint. The checks have been voided and new checks have been sent out. Yeah, the technical glitch is like, a scorned employee. Probably, you know, but Mickey, like, with the computer would accidentally write Walt Disney.
Yeah, how does it accidentally get that signature?
I don't know, but there's probably a lot more explaining to do in Rhode Island.
Yeah, this is shady.
But they'll explain it in song, of course.
I never trusted that Mickey Mouse.
I blame that 17-year-old. That's who I blame.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
there you go.
Number two thing you need to know is Massachusetts has new travel orders that have gone into effect as of Saturday, this past Saturday. And before you start getting, you know, I don't know, like anxious about it, just so you know, if you're someone who lives in one of the lower risk states, they call it, you don't have to worry about coming in and out of Massachusetts. And luckily, Connecticut happens to be one of those states where you can travel freely between Mass and Connecticut. I was worried because I was thinking, you know, what happens if you want to go to Kohl's across the border?
14 days you got to wait.
What's going to happen? You got to wait 14 days? But no, it's...
When you wait 14 days in Kohl's, though.
Hold on. That's a different story.
Yeah, and the dressing room. They're adding dressing rooms for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you worry about that travel ban. If you're in one of the lower risk states, you're cool.
Woo-hoo. All right. And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that, you know, the Echo Dot is a little roundish thing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And there are holders for them, apparently, and OtterBox has made a Baby Yoda one for $25. I will do my best to describe this. Basically, all of Baby Yoda's face, it doesn't have to be even Baby Yoda. You can't tell because all the face and head is gone. It's just the very top, like a brown, like the cloak, and then a little bit of green and the ears stick out, and you put it in there. So basically, your Amazon Echo Dot just has Yoda ears. So that's a thing. They're really pushing this Baby Yoda on everything.
But why don't they?
I guess so.
Why don't they make that an option? I know with Alexa, you can choose from names like Alexa, computer, Echo.
Oh,
Yoda
yeah.
needs to be another option in there.
They could. That's not a bad idea. It should be, mm-hmm. but at least give it a face. I would say.
Well, yeah, that's extra. Is that extra?
Focusing. Focus on green vegetables or something that makes sense. You know
what?
Like, you can Baby Yoda a green vegetable, but Baby Yoda-ing an Echo Dot?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I'm not complaining.
All right. Well, those are the top five things you almost need to know this morning. Don't forget, you can catch all 10 of them on our website. After the show, we post them daily at 947WMAS.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.